That's good eating. It's gold, Indy. Gold. Gold. Always the one to believe in. I can't believe they still pay me all this just to promote gamer subs. Oh, sorry. Was this thing live? If you know what, Gamersops is my favorite energy drink. Totally authentically, I just love it. I've it every day of my life for the last 5-6 years. And if you wanted to save some money, keep a bit of good cash to yourself, get 10% off using my code Thorin, Thorin, at Gamersops.gg. It's delicious. It's really good, and I'm telling you that because I believe as much. Thank you. Okay. Obviously, we've arrived at the last portion of the major. It is the playoffs. And I'm basically going to, like I did with my other videos, I'm going to use this Pick'ems video as a sort of a preview, aren't I? So obviously, once you get to the major playoffs, if we hop in game, first of all, let's just talk about what happened in stage three, shall we? Because even though your boy was killing it in all the other stages, stage one, oh, look at that. In stage one, he had five. That's all you need to get through. Stage two, oh, living large, boys. Six. We can just get extra ones we don't even need. Stage three, I got three. Wah, wah, wah. Because first of all, I don't think anyone could have predicted that Furia would get to go here, would they? So Furia, I never ever in the world, I had them going through here. Also, on the eliminated ones, like, look, it's not the idea Bait couldn't lose. I didn't think Paravision would lose every single series. I mean, I even thought some of those were pretty close. So then obviously when it comes to teams going through, I had Vitality 3-0. Bet Boom, I actually didn't have going through at all. I thought this would be the stage where finally they get caught out. Who knew Boomich was going to carry the stage again? Imagine I was doing awesome despite the fact he's not an experienced major player. G2 got through, who I think is a bit scuffed. And obviously I had 90 as a 0-3 team. I still think they're somewhat bullshit. It's just Luchov's been awesome. Let's see what they can do going forwards. I had Monty and 9Z as my 0-3s. Don't hate those at all. Still think that I wouldn't maybe do the 9Z pick. I still think the Monty one was totally fine. I think that one's absolute fugazi. That's some Into the Breach Gamer Legion bullshit. Except Gamer Legion actually had some players that went on to be world class. Obviously, who didn't have Na'Vi going through? This felt like the safest pick in the universe. Didn't happen. Foot, I actually think, underperformed quite a lot, unfortunately. I don't think Lounx played up to his level that he should have. Basically, only Jugs did turn up at the level I thought. Legacy, I also underwhelmed me somewhat. Not really the performance I wanted for them. And then obviously I had Fury, but I had them not 3-0. I got the Aurora one, though. That's a fun one, because that was my last one that I was umming and ahhing about. What were people putting there? True, some people put G2 there. That would have still just been one pick. Some people put Mouse there. Not on your Nelly for my money. So, yeah, I didn't personally want Mongols, etc. So actually, I don't regret this one at all. I think we had some crazy results. With that said, here's why best of three is just way better than best of one, because I can accept these results. Now, look, I do think in the first round, it's absolute fucking bullshit that Vitality plays Foot and Na'Vi played Spirit. That's absolutely outrageous. Like, obviously, Na'Vi had the most unfair draw imaginable. They played Spirit, an elite team. Then they played Legacy, who's like a top 10 team now, thanks to HLTV rating. Then they played Mongols, who's like a top 10 or top 12 team or whatever. Then they played Falcons, who's like a top 4 team. And then at the end, they had to play G2, who's like a top 12 team or something like that. That's ridiculous. What an insane run. Meanwhile, Furia played who? Fucking Bait, Mouse with a stand-in, Bet Boom with two stand-ins or whatever. Like, what the fuck is that? So as usual, not really a fan of how Swiss works in that sense. I told you I'm not really a fan of Swiss in general, but whatever. This is still better than the BO1s, isn't it? Could have been even worse than BO1s. So now we come to the playoffs. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, on this as a preview, run through all four of these matches. Then we're just going to shadow box what if Team A made it through to play Team B, etc., etc., and we'll figure out who wins the major. Spoiler, probably just going to pick Vitality win the major. I'm actually amazed how many other people are going off Spirit, because like they're on a heater now. Doesn't seem like anyone believes in Falcons. Maybe someone's enough of a nutter to pick fucking Betbroom. I would say as of right now, here's a good place to start the video. As of right now, obviously, this bracket is fucking absurd. It happens almost every major, but this is one of the worst ones. Because if you don't know, if G2 had actually lost that close game to Na'Vi, this would have been Na'Vi there. Now, if you don't know, Vitality, Spirit, Na'Vi, Falcons is the top four teams in the world, except I think Spirit and Na'Vi are the other way around for me. They were their top four teams in the world on one side of the bracket. So first of all, the winner of the major, massively sure, should come out of this side of the bracket. But it's even worse, because on the other side, remember last major where Fury got the easy bracket again? They at least had Na'Vi there, mate. At least like a team would potentially to be really, really good. These are all teams that should be mega beatable for Furia. Like 90, that shouldn't even be a match. It probably will be. Aurora and Betboom are both teams normally you'd never expect to get this far. Like, I actually think if you're Furia and you don't literally make the final, you failed this tournament. Not before the event, but now that we know the bracket, this is absurd. You should make the final. In fact, I'll go one further. I still think Vitality has the biggest chance to win the tournament. Logically, the second highest chance might actually be Furia now, because Spirit has to first of all beat G2. They probably should, but then they have to beat the winner of Falcons, Vitality, probably Vitality. So your chances to win the tournament starting here are lowered as a result, because you're not necessarily favoured to even win your side of the bracket, whereas Furia is very favoured to make the final. With that said, if they make the final, yes, they should lose to a Spirit, a Vitality, maybe even Falcons. So the only way for Furia you win this tournament and make it really easy is actually just if G2 flukes aside the bracket, then you play, what, 9Z into Aurora into G2? By the way, that doesn't even sound that great for a fucking PGL bracket, but okay, it could happen. This is also why I told people don't write off Furia. They've still got the players. They've got some potential. Obviously, I have to see Molodoy for once perform in a major playoffs. But fair, it's his third in a row. Now's his chance to do it. Mikaze has only just been to two majors. He didn't even get to the playoffs in the second one. So Molodoy has a chance to show it off here. So let's go and do the actual matches, the first four matches. We'll decide the winners, and then we'll do the rest of it based on that. So, Aurora versus Betboom. I'm obviously immediately favouring Aurora. They're at least an experienced team. They're a real team with a real lineup, with real roles, a real set map pool. Betboom aren't. It's amazing they've made it this far. If you want to know one of the reasons why they've done so, here's the obvious reason. They've not only fragged as the sixth best team in that stacked phase, but then you go and look and you have Maginos, mega overperformed, inexperienced player, Boomich. Boomich, by the way, was fragging at the level of like Lato, Exertion, Xantares. I mean, that's outrageous. Then you go down the Delay Days guy did fine. Flamus was just all right in this stage. He's more the impact player. And even Zorti. Look, they're all like close to 1.0 above. Like, that's overperformance, unfortunately. So with that said, I have to say... I still don't think Betboom really have all of the protocols down. They're just playing loose and they're just riding the wave right now. I do think, actually, that I'm going to go with Aurora for this one. Because if you go to the veto, Betboom takes out the Inferno. Okay. Aurora takes out the Ancient. The Anubis, it says Betboom's 88%. We all know Aurora loves that map. So if you go and look who they've beaten on it. They've beaten Vitality and Pain. Okay, Pain doesn't matter, but Vitality, that was good. But that was at Atlanta, and that was when Atlanta, that was when Vitality hadn't practiced. And that was with the other roster. So I actually don't think you can right now write anything to their side for Anubis. I would favour that to be an Aurora win, and Aurora can pick it. If you go to the Mirage, that's actually become a pretty good map for Aurora. Betboom still hit and miss on that one. Dust 2, again, you'd probably slightly edge it over here. Look, maybe you can give Nuke to Betboom with the way they've played. Overpass, hard to tell. So I think the veto just favours Aurora on this one. It just feels like an obvious pick overall. So we'll immediately just put Aurora there. Also, let's talk about the players, shall we? You think about the firepower. Firepower has, there's been an overperformance from Betboom, but it has been an overperformance. Like, imagine as I actually think, oh, logically, he already was a player this last year or so, looked like he was ready to move up. He just isn't the famous name in the team. Elsewhere in the team, Flamus is actually a player who's on loan, if you don't know. Still think he's better than this team overall. Boomich is overqualified to be their IGL. Fair play to him. What a great redemption arc. I've said the whole time, why can't he be in a Spirit before they got Magic's back? Why can't, oh, look, obviously you wouldn't put him in a Paravision now, because should be the agile, but he should be the agile of BC game if they want to go forward to the Russians, etc. There's a bunch of teams I've always felt like he would make a very good addition to, but for whatever reason, he stayed here on BetBoom. The problem is, this is where I expect BetBoom to fall away, whereas actually, even though Aurora can be chalkers, I think this is the right veto. I think their players are in the right roles. Actually, Wikidi has had a level up this year. We'll see how Zantares does in the major playoffs, but I think essentially this is the first time you're going to see Aurora actually win a playoff series at the major. Then if we do the 9Z Furia, obviously in general, I've picked against 9Z at this tournament. Here's one of the reasons why. They've also overperformed, spoiler. Like, that's what, the seventh best fragging team at the tournament. Totally implausible to keep that up. You go look at the players. Luchov, fair play. He's been a revelation this tournament. He is like 25 years old, though. So the idea that out of nowhere, a 25-year-old just becomes way better at CS. Look, if it happens, it's one of the great mysteries of life. I guess it happened to Roy at the end of his career in bloody Fnatic or Copenhagen Flames or whatever it was. It's kind of bizarre, wasn't it? But we'll see how much of that continues after this event. DGT, I already knew, was good from when he was in pain. This is an impossible thing to maintain. The problem is, this guy's randy as fuck, Casuo Peak. Just kind of your impact player. This is an overperformance. Main's their AWP. I don't think he's a particularly good AWP. If you don't know, I know you probably remember as a 17-year-old at MIBR as a rifler, but he's actually the AWP of their team. And then the max guy who's the IGL is just one of those bad, low-fragging IGLs, but not an all-time great IGL. Seems like he did a decent job at this tournament, but we'll see what that actually means. So I've got to say, I'm already heavily favouring Fury on this one. So if I go and look at the veto, they haven't played. Obviously, Fury famously are a team who bans Ancient. Sorry, what am I talking about? It's always been Ancient. But they're picking Inferno here, which is interesting. So you ban the Anubis, which does Ancient, which opens up the Anubis, by the way. But luckily, 9Z doesn't play that at the moment. Let's see. Yes, they haven't played that this year with this roster recently. So in theory, they can ban the Anubis, you can ban the Ancient. Then you can go to wherever you want. You can go to your Inferno. You can go to your Nuke, which you used to like. Mirage has leveled up a lot more, probably because Moldoy's on his game every now and then now. That's a weak spot over here, even though actually they've stolen some games here. Let's see. They stole one against Vitality. Close loss to Spirit in overtime. Also got blown out by Spirit in the previous stage. The question is, where does 9Z go for their pick? Because logically, you'd say it's going to be Nuke. Like, do they really dare pick into Overpass here? Right, Overpass, Nuke, Overpass. Let's look at some other ones then. Inferno, Overpass. Okay. Nuke maybe is the pick. Nah, this is still just Fury all day long. Because let's be real, Fury has world-class consistent rifler who has experience in playoffs, Kesarato. They have really good impact player who doesn't always put up crazy numbers, but has good impact in the service secondary, Callie Kindar. You have Yuri, who leveled his game up a little bit more towards the end of the season, even though it wasn't like the second season last year. Fallen just has to call and do the odd frag, the odd mild 1v1 type clutch. And Molodoy is a big impact player, doesn't put monster numbers, but has crazy impact in the server and neutralizes the other AWP. I imagine he's going to feast upon Mayan. So then I'll just do the Fury Aurora semi-final. Right, the obvious angle here is, since Fury is going to leave open the Anubis potentially, that does mean Aurora can pick into it. So, okay, you might say that's a map edge. With that said, Fury is favoured on the rest of the map pool and is the better team overall. Also, firepower-wise, they have better firepower as a baseline. They have better stars. They have a better AWPer. They have a better star rifler even. Maybe Zantares can outperform Yekindar. Zantares hasn't particularly shown up in big prestige playoffs. Magia hasn't called a particularly good tournament. I think Fallen's a better caller than him. I do think Fury wins this one. They go to the final. They won't win the final, but I do think they'll be there. And they at least have a puncher's chance against anyone. Essentially, the analogy here is whoever comes out of this side should be a killer. Probably be Spirit or Vitality won it. Yes, you'll heavily favour them in the final, but Fury are the just engage. You have the puncher's chance, and they're at least going to be in the match, and they're not intimidated to be in the match, even though I have seen them chalk in major playoffs. But I assume if they get all the way to the final, some of that will be behind them. They'll know they're the underdog and they'll just play a great game. Feels like they play up to the level of their opponent when they're the underdog, doesn't it? Then if we do G2 versus Spirit, not a matchup I expected to see, because I thought there was going to be Spirit and Harvey, and I would have taken Spirit for that one too. I am going to take Spirit for this one, but at least we can go and look at Astana, There was one close game, Ancient, that's been the best map of G2 for a while now. But it was a blot on Dust2, where unfortunately for them, Spirit are probably, after Vitality, the best team in the world on Dust2, right? You go back to Rio, that was a 2-0. This time it was the Dust2 that was close. They've played a lot this year, but it's just always going the way of G2. It's always going the way of Spirit. So if we go look at the Vito, Spirit obviously always permas Inferno. That's a good map to take out against G2. G2 takes out the Nuke. It's not even one of the best Spirit maps. Spirit can obviously, if you pick the Ancient into them, they're arguably as good as you want it. They can just pick the Dust2. It's pretty much a guaranteed win. You can have the Mirage as a decider. You'd still favour Spirit for that one, even though a lot of that's based on Donk. Then again, Donk's playing unbelievable CS, probably the best player ever at Majors so far that he's here to take that title for simple for my money. So yes, I think I've got to go with Spirit for this one. Then we've got the match of matches, haven't we? On paper, this could be a grand final, except obviously the way Falcons has played this tournament, they probably aren't a team you expect to be in the major final. But they're going to get a crack at Vitality right out the gate. The team that without Kerrigan, they've been able to beat a few times. I think he looks like he should be able to add that extra dynamic that can play against them. And obviously the key thing here is you have all the intangibles, don't you? You have Kerrigan potentially fucking with a veto. In this case, you're not quite sure where he thinks his team's strong. And they just showed an interesting game on Anubis against Na'Vi. Then you have the whole factor that you have the likes of Monacy can go ahead to head with any of the players on their team. Nico can, admittedly, he's given some playoff chokes, but if he ever turns up, he can go head to head with some of their good riflers, even though he's not in necessarily star positions. Obviously, I'm concerned about Kiyosuke. He is still an inexperienced player and hasn't ever shown up yet in the major playoffs. He's only played one, so I need a big performance. But actually, Kerrigan, one of the main things he's done in this team is make Kiyosuke way better and seemingly revive Tessas as a reliable sort of like fill player. So yes, he's fragging really badly. By the way, if he ever turns up to us, series like this and frags even just okay or like last year or the year before's level, then you're going to be in real trouble. And even with him fragging all universe bad, they're having a million close games and they're winning a lot of the close rounds. If you don't know, there was a stat on Twitter where it was like under Kixan, let's say, I think it was like Falcons is like 1-5 or 1-4 in overtimes. And then with Kerrigan, they were like 6-1 in overtimes. So it's not just hype from the players in the interviews. He has brought some kind of intangible belief that he can do this and that he makes the golden calls and that he'll take you over the line if you just believe in him. I think that has given a new pop and a new grit to Falcons they didn't have before. Before they would be fragile, they'd break and you just knew they were donezo. Now they stay in games, they battle back in the games, they believe they can win the big rounds. People don't lose their shit just because they made an overplay or they pushed too much or they didn't hold or they whiffed a shot, etc. So they do look actually like they're riding some crazy Kerrigan honeymoon. With that said, it'd be insane to just pick them to beat Vitality. I obviously have to, on paper, take Vitality being the better team. But we'll go and look quickly at the veto anyway, shall we? Obviously, this veto is going to be a bit scuffed because Falcons, some of these is 3 months, so some of it goes back before. Crucially, you don't play Overpass. That's not really a map you're worried about the Vitality necessarily picking into, but you don't play it anyway. They ban the Ancient. You're Anubis. Neither team probably wants to pick that, but if you're Kerrigan, you want to get spicy, that is literally the map you pick. You pick Anubis, or in my opinion, you pick straight into like Dust2 or Mirage. And then you just trust that Monacy is going to go apeshit. And if that happens, you have a chance to win. If you want to get really crazy, like he's done in some past videos, you go to the Anubis. I think that's a bit of a push. So I think it's more like you pick maybe the Mirage or you pick Monacy and Dust2. You just trust that your players can carry these games. The issue is you obviously have the whole map pool covered by Vitality. And even if you win a map, it's likely going to be three maps. It's going to be really hard work. So I do think you have to pick Falcons to lose this one, which means we end up with these semis. So Spirit versus Vitality is obviously a spicy as fuck game, isn't it? Because we very rarely ever see it, quite frankly. And I do think that in that Rio final, you saw that if Donk had played well, that would have been a really... That could have been like a 4 or 5 map series, even if I still think Vitality would have won it. So yes, I'm going to take Vitality to win that one there. Then remember, Spirit has Jab Jabic sat behind them, Toad of all Toads or whatever, Toad of the son of Toads or whatever the fuck. They don't have a real coach there. Vitality's the only team who has it all. That's what's so crazy about Na'Vi not making it. Right? Who has as much firepower as Vitality? Maybe Spirit. Falcons. A tiny bit Furia. Who has the nerve in playoffs? Well, that's Vitality. Who has, because remember, people like Shiro fall off in the playoffs. We don't yet know how Tenere is going to play in this major playoffs. They're the only one. They have the whole map pool. They have everything going for them. So yes, spoiler, Vitality wins this major. Lock it in. I can't believe, again, like the last major, I'm going to get to be one of the few people who apparently picks Vitality. You know, the people are all going nuts picking Spirit or crazy, probably some nutter picks Furia. I think it's nuts. It's got to be all day long Vitality here. Remember, they are the greatest team to play Counter-Strike. They've got an unbelievable map pool. They're amazing at comebacks. They can blow you the fuck out of a game. They can play their sixth best map in the pool and win it against you. Never mind, like, they lose, but they can make it competitive. They can just win it against you. They can 2-0 anyone. They can win if you win their map pick. They can win your map pick. They're so good in deciders. They're also unbelievable in overtimes. That's why I actually think the most likely chance for them to lose is to lose to Falco straight away, so Carrigan shenanigans. Maybe if Donk goes absolutely supernova and Tanae joins in and Shiro isn't shit, you have a chance at this one here. But the tactic element goes away a little bit. There's no coaching element. I do feel like you need Falcons to beat Vitality if you want them to... it's to be anyone other than Vitality wins the major. If Falcons beats Vitality, then you know what? Fuck it. Probably Team Spirit wins the tournament. I would say most likely go like this. Because of the fact Falcons have to play Vitality, it goes Vitality number one, Spirit number two, Fury number three, Falcons number four, Aurora number five, BetBoom number six. No, let me think about that one. Probably G2 number six, actually. Number seven, BetBoom, and number eight, 9Z.
You're watching Thorin's YouTube channel. Please seek professional help.
Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.